put on my performing glasses. They're a prescription. I can't read the lyrics that I don't remember without them. Everything looks like Dayquil. Because they're orange. Anyway, well... This is not... Still not I never tune this when I record the song, so why tune it now? I'm gonna start off with my very first song fight hit.
Scared Beetle Hidden Under a Desert Rock.
Yeah, I didn't even remember that title, because whatever.
The sun's all full of sorrow, like the one in the third Super Mario. I sit on Jewish beds and I look through I sift through desert Egyptian sands in the time between June and the day my children were born. I look underneath rocks and I never change my socks, and I button up my shirt. It's made of grass and made of dirt, and at the ocean of melted rock. I noticed something last time I looked down your spine. There's a way that the people slide down into the water and the ground, and
to have a violin on it, thanks to Jim of Seattle's daughter, but she's not here playing violin, so just imagine it. It's much prettier that way.
peach and a honeybee, you'll turn around and you won't see me in bed.
It's a new song.
On my face like a mother bear, and I won't purr like a kitten in June. And a leaf blower put me down, leaf blower take me through this town at night, in the morning when it's bare, in the morning no one's there. Like a mother bear, leaf blower, are you there? Leaf blower, are you there? Leaf blower, saw a movie and I thought that you would like it, and I thought you could be in it someday soon. Leaf blower, are you there? 'Cause I am here and I am wandering, and I can't even call you. Saying your name, it leaves me bare. Shaved eyebrows and shaved hair. My papa's in the war, and no one can say what for. Leaf blower, where's your dress? Leaf blower, where's your dress? You have no baby on your chest. Leaf blower, nuzzle my face like a mother bear. Leaf blower, nuzzle my face like a mother bear.
This is, by the way, this is my, this is Jacob Lynn. He's whatever. He's just singing with me. He's my friend. I'll go ahead and say it. I don't mind knowing that.
He's my friend
something.
Too.
I'm sorry. I just remembered. Hopefully this will work.
He has to call his mom.
No. I'm actually calling Mogo Sagatai from Funt. He wanted to say hey, but I don't know if this is gonna work. But this is more or less padding my set. But he's a good guy, and hopefully he'll pick up. And he wanted to say hey to everybody, because he couldn't be here, because he's in elsewhere. Hello, is this Drew of Funt? Yeah, I'm gonna see if anybody can hear you when I put this up to the microphone. Say something.
Honor to be on stage.
they're still talking. Sorry, say that again.
We can't wait strangely. Now, anyway, I guess we're good.
I'm in the middle of my set, so if you could keep it short, like shut up.
Yeah.
I knew they were going to steal it off the stage.
Anyway.
You done? You done? Hey, I don't know what you're talking.
They're saying it's long and awkward. They're right.
They said we love you, song fight. It's not even up to the microphone anymore. It's not even up to the microphone anymore. You might as well stop. All right, bye. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was fun. That wasn't even staged, obviously, because it was rambly. Okay, this is a song that we wrote on the train ride over here.
It's a good song.
We had an idea for this a while ago. This is...
We don't want to tell you what it's called.
Well, no, we are going to tell them what it's called. This is the Ballad of Roan Rivendell. No, I know. I read the words, but how's the melody go? It's in three. Oh, yeah. Is it like that? Okay. I don't think it was. Okay. When I was a boy, I know some... Hold on a second. I'm sorry. We're rehearsing.
It was?
Yeah, they do come off. This is a rehearsing night. Performance class. You have to get that.
Okay.
About Poughkeepsie.
Okay, yeah, I remember. Okay. When I was a boy, I had no stories to tell about Poughkeepsie and Bipsy and pagans. So I took to the ocean as a less younger man, and I'll never be the same again. What?
It's in three.
I'm sorry. When I was a boy, I had no stories to tell about Poughkeepsie and Bipsy and pagans. So I took to the ocean as a younger man.
I'll never be the same again. Well, the moon hung like a noose over the sails as we set our course for the home of Roan Rivendell.
There once lived a fierce king, 'twas a ruthless thing, with the peasants all under his boot heels. And when kings become beasts, who better to save the lamb than a shepherd
who refuses to kneel?
And I saw his face,
for they turned into marble. They wailed
long before we all sang the praises of Roan Rivendell. So he took up the bow that his father did wield, and he learned how to strike at the heart. Spoke to the people about that evil king. Everyone agreed to do his part. And on the morning,
the day of the battle,
when the boys looked pale, there was flush in the cheeks of Roan Rivendell. And I fought right beside that old mate of mine. He was a mate to one. We drank mead and spiced wine and regaled in the name of the hero of Fawcett. It's not a real place.
Roan Rivendell.
We got one more we're going to do with Nivius that he wrote the lyrics for.
He wrote the lyrics.
And Luke's staying on Song Baby, he's gonna sing it now.
Yeah. And I'm gonna
song before.
Okay, this is a song I wrote. When I said that this was the end of the creepy songs, I guess I lied. This song is about as rehearsed as the previous one. So we're doing good. And, yeah, I need to bring out the kazoo. And please note that me and Luke have glasses and Jacob doesn't, because Jacob isn't cool.
Oh, dude. Gil Scott Heron shirt, that's pretty badass.
That's true.
Gil Scott Heron.
Gil Scott Heron shirt is badass.
To build a suicide machine in the cold grip of death, we will find mercy riding at its helm. I shear off the lifetimes, shred your soul, and cut off the lifeline. will be the harvester doing God's will. 1,000 sick, 1,000 dying, one perfect machine, one man with a vision, and we have the technology to commit the act of murder. Take those unfit to live and lead the lambs to slaughter. 1,000 sick, 1,000 dying, one perfect machine, one man with a vision.